Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, it's Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have Josh Burnoff with me, who is the co-author of the upcoming book Groundswell, and Vice President of Forrester, and we are going to be talking about how social media can thrive in a recession. So, Josh, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Hi, it's great to be here. First of all, as to the question of whether we're in a recession, obviously I'm not an economist, but I think anyone who's a corporate strategist has to at least be doing scenario planning for what they will do in if there is a recession. And the sort of simple, mindless thing to do is to cut your advertising budget, because that's a heck of a lot easier to do than to cut headcount. And I think we will see advertising budgets get cut. But the startling thing is that the experimental media, which last time amounted to online and which suffered, this time it's social that's where the experimentation is going on. And we believe social is recession resistant. It delivers results. It's relatively inexpensive compared to advertising, certainly. And most importantly, it is effective in the middle of the funnel. It's effective when people in the consideration stage or the stage of deciding what to buy, as opposed to the raw awareness that is typically the objective of brand advertising. So we think smart people are going to actually ramp up their investments in a recession in social applications like blogs, like groups and social networks, like communities, for example.
So why do you think that social media is so good in a recession?
Well, it's interesting that you use those terms. I actually have two posts, and the second one was related to, I think, a misunderstanding about social applications versus social media. Now, people use social media to mean all sorts of things, but if your idea of social media is advertising inside of Facebook, well, banner ads inside of Facebook are no more recession-resistant than banner ads inside of Yahoo or advertising on a billboard on Rue 101. All of these are aimed at impressions, and they're all likely to suffer in an environment where awareness isn't really the objective.
Yeah, no, I was thinking more, I use the term synonymously like you, I guess, with social applications. So I'll use your term for this interview. So that's good to know.
Well, the reason I draw the distinction, I mean, it's not that I'm stuck on the terminology, but the reason I draw the distinction is that building applications to a company means basically starting relationships. So if you build a community for your customers, and you use this community to help spread the word about your products, not only are you in a position to generate loyalty and generate word of mouth, but you've actually created an ongoing asset. And in contrast to the media thinking, which is in terms of campaigns, right, this month we're going to try and get everybody to understand we have a new chocolate version of whatever it is. Now we're actually talking about starting and building relationships, which are going to be a source of referrals and a source of loyalty in bad economic times.
Give me some more tips about how people need to be thinking about this. Again, assuming that we aren't in a recession, but how you would advise a marketer at this point, assuming that you're talking to a corporate client.
The most important thing is to get past the toe-dipping mindset. So if you're involved in this, if you're a marketer and you're considering starting one of these applications, or if you're in charge of one of these applications in a company, you need to recognize that somebody higher up is saying, how am I going to save $2 million? And you need to be thinking, how am I going to avoid getting the axe? The best way to avoid that is to prove results. And there's been a lot of talk about measurement, but I think inherently the kinds of measurement that are possible within a social application, things like changes in buzz, like improvements in conversion rate, in number of people who are exposed to positive messages from other people, and even direct stuff like buying is inherently more measurable with these social applications.
So before we head out here of the podcast, when's your book coming out?
The book Groundswell, Winning in a World Transformed by Social Technologies, is actually up on Amazon.com and BN.com right now. You can order it. And the first copies are going to start shipping in April. The official publication date is May 1st. But if you want it earlier than that, they are going to start becoming available in April.
So, Josh, thank you so much for being on Marketing Voices.
Thanks. It was really great to be able to talk to you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been talking to Josh Bernoff, who's co-author of the upcoming book Groundswell that he wrote with Charlene Lee. And he is a vice president at Forrester and also a principal there. I hope you've enjoyed the interview. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.